Unrest in North Africa could threaten a peaceful movement toward democracy. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. However, in times of trial, the gospel becomes a beacon of hope. One ministry is trying to offer this hope in refugee camps, but it'll take the Big C Church working together. We'll explain why in a few moments. But first, a week ago, Tunisia experienced a coordinated double suicide bombing targeting local police. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyr USA says ISIS has since claimed responsibility for the attack. However, there's concern that the recent unrest could negatively impact upcoming elections.
Things seem to be moving in a peaceful and positive direction towards the exercise of democracy there. Now you have these two bombings. The president was hospitalized. He has been for a while in very poor health. It kind of puts those elections coming up in the fall a little bit in flux, I think, or at least uncertainty.
Attacks like this drive the concept of eternity close to home. And it's important that in moments like this, the hope and light of the gospel is shared with those in despair and fear.
We can pray for boldness as this time of uncertainty is happening. Pray for boldness to witness, boldness to stand up and be heard in the election process, in the democratic processes, and pray for God's protection over them. As far as for the whole country, I think pray for peace. Pray that these democratic things will happen, that there won't be delays to them. They won't be pushed off course.
Meanwhile, next week, South Sudan celebrates 8 years of independence. Its people were hopeful that independence would bring peace, but it hasn't been that easy. Poverty plus ethnic and political tensions led to a resurgence of violence just 2 years later. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry says South Sudan was laid on his heart by their ministry partner, Wes Bentley, with far-reaching ministries. The South Sudan Army sends its troops to Bentley's chaplaincy school.
One of the things that really impacted me was when my friend told me of some of the stories, talking of these chaplains who have lost greatly. And he said, Jason, when you come in October, some of the people that you're ministering to, you won't see again if you come back, because they're on the front lines telling people about God and losing their life.
Mission Cry is shipping enough free Bibles and Christian books to South Sudan for 50,000 people. Some of these resources will spiritually encourage the army and chaplaincy school.
It'll cost us about $20,000 to get nearly $1 million worth of free Bibles into Sudan. And so, you know, we have people that could come alongside and sponsor one of those containers at $10,000, or we have some people that can give a dollar and say, hey, I want to be a part of this.
Pray for God's peace to settle over South Sudan. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And the UNHCR recently reported that 70.8 million people have been forcibly displaced from their homes. Tent Schools International's Emily Klooster says,
it's a very alarming number. It's the highest number in the organization's history of UNHCR. Wars, violence, and persecution is what is driving these people from their homes. It's twice as many people as 20 years ago, and it's greater than the population of the country of Thailand. Approximately half of them are children.
As kids remain in refugee camps, Tent Schools is providing Christian education to help empower them and enforce the process of healing.
We've seen it through storytelling and through the reading of books in the classrooms through our partners. But both of the schools we are currently partnering with, they both employ those healing approaches to education with the kids who experience the trauma. They listen to the kids' stories as well, and they allow the children to express themselves in various ways. The partners we work with always have it in mind that they are working with children who have been through an incomprehensible amount of pain and trauma.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for things I shared today, or things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop on to Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and then look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've saved instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.